plate a potential nugget.
So, David, moving to a different theme as a practicing coach, you know, one of the questions I often think about is what's in the realm of change, and what's hardwired in people, right? When we're trying to figure out what are the development areas that we need to focus on, that's a question that often comes up. And what's worth really investing time and making the effort? How do you think about that? You talk about that in the book as well. How should we all think about what's hardwired and what's in the realm of change?
The distinction people often make is between personality and behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people say, well, that's just my personality. And I say, I'm not concerned about your personality. I think it's a long discussion, actually, what is personality. There's a lot of dispute about that.
Mm.
I would say that that's pretty hard one. I think if I'm introverted versus extroverted, I can become more social, but where I get my energy is pretty hardwired. But what we're concerned about in organizations, what we're concerned about as leaders, what we're concerned about in relationships is behavior.
Mm-hmm.
It's behavior that's a problem. So I could be an extrovert, and I can have good social skills, or I could be an extrovert and I could want to dominate the interaction, all conversations. Not my extroversion. It's the behavioral form it takes. And I think we have a lot of control over our behavior if we want it.
Hmm.
So when I deal with people, the thing which I watch for is how willing are they to look at their behavior and maybe do something about it. If they, in essence, are not at all willing, I say to myself, is this going to be worth the effort? And it may not be.
Hmm.
The problem I see in the coaching I've done with executives is the problem has not been personality. It's been an unwillingness to learn.
Hmm. And is that hardwired, do you think, that to use Carol Dweck's language, the growth mindset versus fixed mindset and the willingness to learn and grow? To what extent do you think that's hardwired versus something that we can work on?
No, because what she says is that you can learn to have a growth mindset. She's very clear that that is something that you can learn.
Hmm.
I think where it comes from is probably early socialization.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably easier for some than for others. But I think that one can have a growth mindset if you want it. Now, I remember once asking a therapist, that's not the story. I heard this from a therapist, that one time a patient asked her, when am I cured? And the therapist said, when you stop wanting to learn. And I don't think that's a cure. I think that's the end of therapy.
Hmm.
That's when therapy ends. So do you have a mindset of wanting to continue to learn? And it varies with areas. Now, there are some areas where I may not want to learn. So it's not a generalized statement. But there may be other areas in which I do want to learn.
Hmm.
And I think not being willing to learn is the one dimension that holds most people back in organizations and in relationships.
Over the last 6-7 years of my doing this kind of work, if there's one thing I've learned, it's that Outcomes have a greater correlation with the coachee's willingness to learn, listen, see the mirror, and do the hard work to change, rather than my capabilities. While I often end up being the catalyst often in their growth, they are the people doing the heavy lifting when it comes to behavioral change. I tell the clients very often that Houston, I have a problem, often leads to a better outcome than Houston, he or she has a problem. Very often, the HR head would come and say that this leader needs a coach, or a venture capitalist would come and say this entrepreneur needs a coach. While they may be right in the diagnosis, unless the individual owns the need to change and wants to change, I've noticed that nothing useful happens. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com.